This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has a capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at the Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
Our Air Force ne Pakistan mein itna deep aatank ke addon ko target kiya. Sirf 20-25 minute ke bheetar seema paar lakshyon ko bhejna, bilkul pinpointed targets ko hit karna. Ye sirf ek modern technology se less professional force hi kar sakti hai. Aapki speed aur precision is level ki thi ki dushman hakka bakka reh gaya. Usko pata hi nahi chala ki kab uska seena chhalni ho gaya.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said, India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian armed forces. He said the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
No aatanki thikane barbaad hue. 100 se jyada aatankiyon ki maut hui. Aatank ke aankaon ko ab samajh aa gaya hai. Bharat ki aur nazar uthane ka ek hi anjaam hoga, tabahi. Bharat mein nirdosh logon ka khoon bahane ka ek hi anjaam hoga, vinash aur mahavinash.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valour and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's borders.
Operation Sindoor koi samanya sainya abhiyan nahi hai. Ye Bharat ki niti, niyat aur nirnayak kshamta ki triveni hai.
Mr. Modi said armed forces gave a new height to the country's pride, which is unprecedented, unimaginable and extraordinary. He said Indian Air Force penetrated into Pakistan and targeted terrorist bases and to strike cross-border targets within just 20 to 25 minutes shows that a professional force equipped with this modern technology could achieve that. The External Affairs Ministry said that India is having its long-standing national position on any issues related to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, adding that these issues will have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "The India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan."
We have a long-standing national position that any issues pertaining to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. That stated policy has not changed. The outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Early on 10th morning, we had mounted an extremely effective attack on key Pakistani Air Force bases. That was the reason they were now willing to stop firing and military action. It was the force of Indian arms that compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Mr. Jaiswal said India will keep Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. India destroyed terrorist infrastructure which were responsible not only for the deaths of Indians but of many other innocents around the world. He said there is now a new normal and sooner Pakistan gets used to it, the better.
That a nation which has nurtured terrorism on an industrial scale should think that it can escape the consequences is fooling itself. The terrorist infrastructure sites that India destroyed were responsible not only for the deaths of Indians but of many other innocents around the world. There is now a new normal. The sooner Pakistan gets it, the better it is.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the security situation along the western border of India during a high-level meeting in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, and Vice Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal Narmadeshwar Tiwari. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh was also present in this meeting. Director General of Defence Intelligence Agency Lieutenant General D.S. Rana today briefed the Foreign Service attachés of 70 nations on the successful conduct of Operation Sindoor. He highlighted the country's demonstrated strength and national resolve through military superiority in the new age warfare. Lieutenant General Rana elaborated the detailed planning process for selection of targets with confirmed terror linkages, the integrated, precise and prompt response by Indian Armed Forces to achieve the objectives executed through intense multi-domain operations was also highlighted. Director General Rana also placed a credible record of the relentless anti-India misinformation campaign conducted by the adversary and its ramifications on regional peace and stability. Three terrorists have been killed in a gunfight with security forces in Shukru Kelar forest area of Shopian district in Jammu and Kashmir. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashvani News Srinagar that the three killed terrorists are believed to be members of Lashkar-e-Taiba or the Resistance Front outfit. The identity of the slain terrorist has been ascertained. Earlier, the security forces launched a cordon and search operation following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists in the area. During the operation, terrorists opened heavy fire and fierce firefight ensued, which resulted in the elimination of three terrorists. Operation is in progress. The government today informed that the defence budget increased from 2.53 lakh crore rupees in 2013-14 to 6.81 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26. The Minister of Defence in a social media post highlighted that strategic reforms, private sector participation and innovation have boosted indigenous manufacturing, making India a self-reliant, globally trusted defence exporter while strengthening national security and economic growth. In Punjab, the death toll from the Hooch tragedy has climbed to 21, with several others still hospitalized. The incident occurred in the Majitha constituency of Amritsar, where people from four villages consumed spurious liquor made from ethanol last night. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has declared the results for Class 12 and Class 10 examinations today. In Class 12, a total of 16,92,794 students had appeared for the examinations this year. Of these, 88.39% of students have passed, marking an increase of 0.41 percentage points over last year. Girls have outperformed boys by 5.94 percentage points, with over 91% passing the exam. Talking to Akashvani, CBSE examination controller Sayam Bhardwaj said, transgender students recorded 100% pass percentage in Class 12 exam this year. In Class 10, a total of 23,71,939 students had appeared for the examinations this year. Of these, 93.66% of students have cleared the board exams, an increase of 0.6 percentage points from last year. Girls have again outshone boys by 2.37 percentage points, with 95% of them passing. The results are available on the official CBSE website and other digital platforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the students who have successfully cleared the CBSE Class 12th and 10th examinations. Taiwan today said that it spotted 31 Chinese aircraft, 7 Chinese warships and 1 official ship continuing to operate around the Taiwan Strait. 30 aircraft out of 31 crossed the median line of the strait and entered the northern and the southwest airspace. Taiwan's defense ministry said its army used mission aircraft, ships and shore-based missile systems to closely monitor and respond. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with losses of around 1.5% as the markets took a breather amid profit booking and cautious sentiment from investors following the previous session's massive rally. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex slumped 1,282 points or 1.55% to close at 81,148. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dropped 346 points or 1.39% to settle at 24,578. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival is all set to begin at the French Riviera in France tonight, bringing with it a global celebration of cinema, fashion and art. And that is the end of this news bulletin.